There's plenty of women out there that you want to be friends with, and there's a lot of women out there you want to have sex with. But if you can find one that you can be friends with and have sex with, henceforth, Rock of Love.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I do understand like the need to put yourself first and after a breakup.
That makes total sense.
What does not make total sense is getting up on an altar and putting a mirror in front of yourself and reading your vows aloud. By the way, I've been to lots of like ayahuasca retreats where this happens regularly. Just go to a yoga retreat. You'll fall in love with yourself. Don't worry.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Still fighting a bit of the shits here with my throat. So yeah, just...
And now I've got it, too.
I know. I told the editor, I told Christina, I'm like, listen, if you think that my voice sounds too shitty, just let me know. And I'll ignore your... And I'll ignore you.
And I'll ignore that.
Yeah, I'll ignore that. Man, the last 3 days, like, I did not have a voice at all. I was so throaty and phlegmy, and it's crazy. I think it's like the allergies come, and then the sinus infection inevitably comes also.
Exactly.
And it's just so bad. Like, in Atlanta, for those of you that don't live in the South and deal with this type of pollen.
Congratulations.
Best to you, sir.
Best to you.
Yay, sir. I have to tell you that, you know, you've probably heard the tropes about the yellow season here in Atlanta, and it's absolutely true. When you get into this time of year, your entire life revolves around, is filled with, never stops thinking about pollen, because it's everywhere.
And allergy medication.
And allergy medication if you're allergic. And if you're not allergic, don't worry. Just wait a few years and you'll get allergic.
Yep.
Because that's what happens to everybody that moves into this fucking town, is that those damn trees, sometimes you're driving down the road, like a highway, and it's, you know, the highway is lined with these big pine trees, these tall pines here in Georgia that are, you know, famous for being here in Georgia. If a tree can be famous, I'm not sure a tree can be famous, but you're driving down the road, and if it's a sunny, clear day and it's been dry for a few days, if it's just the slightest wind breezes by,
oh,
and you'll
yeah.
literally see like a cloud of yellow dust travel across the highway. And guess where that's going? It's going in your fucking car, in your fucking ass, and in your fucking nose. It's going everywhere.
Well,
and you just can't get rid of it.
I know. Well, I think we've got the double going on right now, because I saw via the Weather Channel app, grass pollen right now is really
fucking
bad.
Fucking grass pollen. Fucking
so,
asshole.
So anyways.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But yeah. It's not the even though that pollen can certainly like disturb breathing if you have sensitive, like you have asthma or something. That type of yellow pollen that you see that falls like snow this time of year is not the dangerous kind. It's not the kind that bothers you. It's all the other, whatever
yes.
the fuck they call it, the mucus pollen or whatever. I was telling Oadley, I hope Blue doesn't die, because Blue...
I got out of the car.
Speaking of trees.
At, yeah, your house, and ready to record. And Blue, it's a beautiful day here.
It's gorgeous.
You opened the door. Blue comes running out.
Besides the 3 inches of pollen, it's
well,
gorgeous.
Right, yeah. right. The sky is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Blue comes running out and stops at this little patch of the yard. And I'm like, hey, Blue, because normally she'll come running up to me, lick me, go crazy. And she stopped right there. And I said, Blue. She didn't even look up.
Yeah. And here's...
She was obsessed with whatever was on the ground.
It's like the time that I found her rolling around in a dead monkey chip, as my daughter calls them, which is a chipmunk, but she calls them monkey chips. It's like Blue rolling around and dead animals out in the back. The fucking shittier the smell, the more Blue is attracted to it. Because I have this thing... You ever heard the term crotch rot? Of course you have, right? Crotch rot is...
Isn't that what you get at festivals?
on day three.
Yeah.
Still doesn't matter. You're going to have sex anyway. The ecstasy. You're just coming down from the ecstasy. Your endorphins are dead. You need something to bring you back up. Let's have a good fuck in the tent. Ah, she's got crotch rot. Crotch rot is an actual scientific term that is used for a certain disease that affects trees. They get rot in their crotch.
Are you going to go with scientific term? Or is that just the nickname of it?
No, I think it's the actual scientific term that they use. They say, yeah, you got a bit of crotch rot. It's probably the British. You know how they talk over there. Yes,
it just sounds good when they say it.
So the crotch rot comes from this disease, rotten wood disease. And what happens is you get this disease in the tree, and it kind of emulsifies the inside of the tree. And so all the water that the tree is carrying will leach its way out whichever hole happens to be there, right? So most of the time it's in the crotch. Yeah. Which makes the most sense. But what happened is I cut a tree down in my yard. I haven't had the stump removed yet. I cut the tree down, and it got this disease. And now all the roots that run all along my front yard in certain places where they have been nicked or like around the driveway – they have started bubbling water up. It's like a puddle of water. Puddles are around my yard. And at first I was like, oh shit, we got a leak in the house. And I'm not a grown adult. I don't know what to do about that stuff. What do you call it? The 911? I'm not sure. I don't know. But after investigation and smelling it, which was the smell of death, it was as if my daughter had shit in a diaper, and then we rolled around in a dead monkey chip, and then we put it in the water. Well, guess what? This is Blue's new favorite treat, is crotch rot. Yeah. Also highly toxic to dogs and humans. Like, so Blue goes out to meet Chrissy, and I'm like, you know, I let her out because I don't want her barking, and then it wakes up the baby. So I'm like, oh, just let her out. She'll go say hi to Chrissy and get, you know, hopefully she gets run over by a car or something. I don't know. So she runs out there. And then next thing I know, the entire puddle of this crotch rot water is gone. Blue has eaten it. And now Blue smells like crotch rot. So congratulations. We're all going to die. Crotch rot.
We're off to a great start.
We're off to a great start. It's a happy week here at TCB. Another week of no respect here at TCB, just letting you know. Speaking of no respect, I got an interesting I want to mention this real quick. We have the best fans, listeners in the world. I hesitate to call them fans because that's a little weird. It's a little sycophantic, but we have the best listeners in the world. These reviews that we get are so outstanding, and some of them just like so filled with love and wit and And I just want to say thank you. And our email has been blowing up. One guy said he got through the entire season in the last 4 months. Are we still giving away stickers? He's like, I think his name is Alex. Was it Alex? Let me see here real quick so I can remember. He says, hey, I just got through I started listening from the beginning, which is the exact opposite of what we would recommend. Start from today and then stop on the last episode. Only go 2 episodes deep. We don't want you to go too far back. But then he said, hey, listen, you know, I just got to the part where you guys started giving away stickers. Are you still giving away stickers? It's Alex, our good friend Alex from North Carolina. So he says, you know, if you're still giving away stickers, I'd like to have it. But then just these other emails they're just so filled with love. I just want to tell Chrissy, you know, I love her and all this other stuff. Most of them are directed toward you and not toward me. I'd like to think it's just a slight oversight. But most of the love goes for you. Aww. And that's okay. I'm an asshole. I know.
I've seen some Brian love too.
Y'all are being legitimate assholes.
I do want to say thank you. Like,
Keep them coming because they make us laugh. We can't directly respond. We can respond to the emails, but we can't directly respond to the reviews.
No.
But please keep them coming because we read every single one of them and they make us laugh. I'll screenshot them a lot of times.
Yeah, we'll send them back and forth to each other.
Brian. I'm like, look at this one. It's awesome.
They are. They're so great. And, you know, for every 10, we get, you know, one bad one. And, you know, here's the funny thing about it. Yeah. And you know what I've noticed? I was telling Astrid this the other day. The commercial break, while we certainly have reached some milestones, like 10 listeners in a week, and now we're almost at 11 listeners a week, we reached these milestones, and it's kind of been like a slow roll, right? Mm-hmm. Over the last 4 years, it's been a little bit at a time. And now we get
We're gathering moss.
And now we get one or two comments a year. And I'm just so excited about it. But for every 10 comments, we get that one person that doesn't care for the commercial break so much. And the crazy thing is, I'll read those 9 other comments. And then it's that one shitty comment where I'm like, motherfucker. fucker. Like, it sticks in my craw. I love the loved ones, but then it's that one angry guy that I'm just like, fuck, man.
I kind of like seeing it because to me, it keeps it real. It's like, okay, well, as we know, we're not for everyone.
That's true.
But they took the time to actually write the review.
He did. One guy wrote, just bad. There, I saved you.
Three. What was it? Yeah, I saved you an hour.
Just terrible. There, I saved you an hour.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't all be winners, Chrissy. And not everybody's going to like the commercial break.
You can't please everybody.
No, you can't. So I'm just if I can get my wife one over at some point in the near future.
Same with Jeff.
Oh, yeah. If Jeff would like the show, I think we'd be in a good position. Astrid keeps it real with me. I got to be real honest. I have no fear of getting a big head about any, not that we're like some big rock star podcast or anything, but I have no fear of getting a big head even from the small amount of listeners that we have because Astrid always keeps me in check. She'll be like, you know, whatever. Let's say, oh, look, you got so many downloads today. And I'll be like, great. And she's like, go change Miranda's diaper. And I'm like, wait, I was going to walk around. I was going to peacock around a little bit.
Peacock.
I was going to do a little peacocking. And she's like, nope, you forgot to pay the power bill. Stop going to the tanning bed. Oh, man. Okay, I got to ask TCB. And we're going to muddle through this somehow. We'll muddle through somehow. I can't even sing. Listen to my voice. It sounds awful. Okay. I'm going to kind of dance around this email a little bit. I don't want to give away any identifying information.
Okay.
Dink, dink. Dink, 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 dink. Okay. It says, Dear TCB, I need a piece of advice. I have a dear friend who has been cheating on their loved one for almost a year. I absolutely object to this type of behavior. I think it's bad. I think it's mean. I think it's wrong. And I don't believe that they should be carrying on two relationships at the same time without anybody's knowledge of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
What is the advice you would give? Cheating, yes or no? And how would you handle this situation with your friend? Okay, so this is a great question. Cheating, yes, obviously, we approve of cheating. Cheating is a plus. You got to cheat. It keeps things real. It keeps things interesting. Keeps everybody on their toes. Yeah. So I say a good mistress every once in a while is the key to a long-lasting relationship. You just got to make sure your wife doesn't find out about it because, you know, if she finds out about it, then it makes it too interesting and then you're probably gone too far. So you got to keep it under wraps. So I approve of all the under wraps shit. I'm not one to suffer cheating. Like, I think that cheating is probably the end of the relationship as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I mean, I think at this point in our lives, you've been cheated on. I've been cheated on.
Every relationship.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. And you know how it hurts and it really hurts. Stings, and man. I would never want to do that to somebody else. So that's my version of it. Keep communication open. Jeff and I have said this to each other. Like, if we ever come to a point where we think we might want to cheat, we gotta have a serious talk about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think if you keep communication open and, you know, listen, I've also had that conversation with people who then have cheated on me. So I don't, you know, I don't always, I know that humans are just humans and mm-hmm. temptation is everywhere. And sometimes you just meet somebody who you have a spark with. And if you don't have a lot of self-control, you can get yourself in trouble real quick, especially if there's drinking or drugs around. Yes. Like that shit it always goes sideways. Yeah. It never works out. When you meet somebody at the bar and you're drunk and, you know, all of a sudden they start hitting on you or you start hitting on them.
You got beer problems. Goggles on.
Yeah, exactly. And the beer brain on.
Yeah.
So my advice on how you handle this with your friend is to tell your friend that you don't respect this behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if your friend is truly your friend, loves and cares about you like you love and care about them, seems like, that they will understand or they will be upset by the fact that you disrespect this behavior. It's not that you need to get involved. It's that you should tell your friend, I really am not agreeing with this behavior, in the hopes that they see that this is something that's really not cool and that the other people around them believe it's not cool. It's like a little peer pressure to do the right thing. Now, will that end up being they do the right thing? Who knows? If they've been cheating for a long time and getting away with it, they might just want to have their cake and eat it too.
Well, and also too, I feel like there's a little bit of a difference between like a one night thing Not that either one's better than the other, but there is a difference between a one night, one mistake, oh my God thing, and like a year.
Totally. Long. Totally. 1,000%.
You know, yeah. I mean.
Listen, when I say cheating and I'm done with it, I'm saying relationship cheating. Now, I hope Astrid's not listening to this. Let me put on the Astrid-o-meter here so that we can make sure that Astrid doesn't hear any of this. Hold on one second here. Where did it go? Oh, here it is. Okay. So that little noise right there turns off Astrid's radio or Spotify or whatever she's listening to it on. So no, we can talk freely now. We can talk freely now. Here, I just did the Jeff one too. So now Jeff and Astrid are out of the mix. If you accidentally ass cream cone somebody at a bar, you know what an ass cream cone is, don't you, Hoadley? It's when you take somebody and you lick their ass like an ice cream cone.
Yeah,
it's called an ass cream cone.
Move.
I just made it up. It can be, there's a difference between like a moment of passion and a long drawn out relationship where real feelings are involved. It's potentially you're saying I love you to multiple people.
Yeah, that's awful.
Listen, this ain't brother husband here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want another guy in the mix.
Mm-mm.
If you don't care for me, leave me the checkbook, take Blue, and then let's just call it a day.
Yes, exactly.
Right? That's what I say. If you had an accidental slip up, you went out
that's
one night.
That's still hurtful.
It's still very hurtful, and I'm going to hold it over your head for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
I will be going to the tanning bed whenever I fucking want to. I will be doing whatever I damn well please for the rest of my life, but you can stay around, I guess.
I mean, I think that's where you could maybe get some therapy involved in that to try and help move past that one indiscretion. But I can't get past a year.
You've
been cheating on me for a year.
Nope. And no one knows
for the same person.
Yeah, it's not good. And I can also, without trying to be too judgmental here, shit does happen. Like, this happens all the time.
People
carry on relationships all the time. I ever tell you about this one? I shouldn't give away too much detail, but I had a family member, an in-law. And this in-law was, like, the coolest guy that I've ever met on earth. He was, like, 2 years younger than me. He worked for a posh clothing and accessory brand, like one of the really posh ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flew all around the world. Kind of a haberdashery. Yeah, you might be right about that. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think that's what it would be called. Yeah. You know, wallets and watches and shit like that,
nice
right?
Ties.
But think of like the top of the top of the top of the end of those things. Not Rolex, but like between Rolex and Casio, somewhere around there. So this guy, and he was a young guy, and it was the family business. His dad was the CEO of the business. He was like a young, you know, nepotistic kid running around. Haberdasherer. Running around all over the place. And he told me, without fear or favor, within days of meeting him, about his dad, his uncle, his grandfather, his brothers. Everybody in the family all had mistresses at one brothel down in Venezuela.
Wow.
I mean, not Venezuela, excuse me, down in Costa Rica. In Costa Rica, they would go down to this brothel and they had all met lovers that turned into girlfriends, like full-time mistresses down there. And everybody in the family did it. It was like a family thing. They all did it for years and years. This went on years and years and years. So finally I asked,
Where is this place?
How do I get there? Yeah. I'm not married, but I would happily have a girlfriend in another country. It wasn't until years later that I found Astrid, and she was not working at a brothel, just to be clear. So I understand that in some cultures and in some families and in some circles, this is completely acceptable behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what goes on. But that's not most of society. Yeah. Most of society says when you're in a monogamous relationship, you've made that choice that you should stick with monogamy. And if you're going to be a douche canoozle and have relationships all over the place, be woman enough, man enough to explain to everybody what's going on.
Well,
let them make the choice.
That's my point here, too, because I've seen a lot about this recently, too, the non-monogamy. And you know, explore that.
Sure.
Monogamy is not for everyone, but you gotta have communication.
Yes.
With everybody involved. It can't be secret.
Explore.
The secret part might even be the worst hurtful part of it.
I agree with you 1,000%. Non-monogamy, explore it between the ages of 19 and 23, and then again at 47 to 52. Do that. And the second time around, get a show on TLC. It'll help absorb some of the bills.
Yes.
And explain to your family members what you're doing. But the reality is, you know, there are lots of people who still choose monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you choose monogamy and then you go the route of having multiple lovers in multiple places or multiple girlfriends or boyfriends, that's a really hurtful thing to do. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the question that this girl should have asked that wasn't asked. If she could go right now and tell this guy, presumably it's a guy, they say they, I don't know. If she was to go and tell this guy, let's assume, she has the power to break this all open, right? She mm-hmm. knows, and she's been told. If you, this is the second time we've asked this question on this show in 2023. If you had an opportunity to know that your spouse was cheating on you or not know anything at all about any of that stuff, what would you choose? In other words, if I said, in this hand is the answer to whether or not Jeff is cheating mm-hmm. on you, do you want me to open my hand?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see
otherwise,
it any other way.
Yeah.
I don't see it any other way.
I don't want to turn a blind. And that means we didn't even have the connection I thought we had. And then what was I doing thinking that we had this connection? Like, I would want to be out of it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Out with it.
Out with it. Get out with it. Now, here's another question, follow-up question. That has nothing to do with this Ask PCB, but I thought I would ask it anyway.
Okay.
If you could know the day of your death, would you want to know?
We've asked that before, too.
Have we?
No, I would not.
No, that's... See, it's not... What's good for the goose is not good for the gander. And while we're on that subject, I would like to...
It's not the same death and then a cheating spouse.
It's not at all. It's two totally different things.
Well, then that doesn't apply to the good for the goose, good for the gander.
But I wanted to make that statement because I wanted to share with you that I am wrong again. A gander is not a flock of geese. A flock of geese is a gaggle.
Oh, a gaggle.
And a gander is a male geese. A goose is a female goose. A gander is a male goose. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander, is good for the woman, good for the man.
Ooh.
And one of our listeners pointed this out to me.
Thank God.
She had to write an email to point out how wrong I am again.
I think I might have been the one that said the gander.
You sent in the email?
No.
Oh, no, you were saying...
I think I was the one who said that the gander was a flock of geese.
Oh, yeah, it was Hoadley. She was wrong. Fucking Hoadley.
Once I was wrong.
Once you were wrong. Yeah, usually Hoadley stays out of it. She's smart enough to know. I'm not going to put myself out there like that. I'm that guy that goes, here's my neck, chop it off.
So a goose is a female goose? Is a female goose?
Is a female goose.
Or is it a goose can be either or, but then a gander is an actual male?
I think so.
Because you know that there are those situations with the animals where one is like both sexes.
Oh, yeah.
But then another one is specifically the... Anyway,
yeah.
Keep going.
I have no idea.
Okay, go back to the story.
So, the you know, so the point is, I think you don't get involved directly because it's not your place to get involved directly. That's a relationship that this person has been carrying on for a while. And
you don't get involved directly. No.
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 Then the person can be mad at you.
Yeah, then they're mad at you, and then I don't believe you.
And then the other person's mad at you because you told them.
It turns into a whole fucking thing.
It is. Yeah, stay out of it.
This ain't an episode of Jerry Springer.
But give them disdainful looks every time you see them.
Yes. Oh, you know what? When you're out at the bar, like go like point. Like when they're not, when this girl is not looking, point to the guy and go make the little fuck things with your fingers. Or just go, I have a secret to tell you.
But I can't tell you.
But I can't tell you. But I just wanted you to know I do have a secret. I'm going to keep it from
about
you for
your
a
marriage.
Really long time. Yes. I have a secret about your marriage. Things are going horribly wrong, but I don't want to get directly involved. So look from an email from your friend's friend at yahoo.com. That way I'm not directly involved. I would say this is how you approach it. You go to the bar, sit your friend down. You say, first and foremost, you're paying for my drinks for the rest of my life or until you tell your friend, until you tell your boy.
That is a good start.
Yes, that's it. I've gotten many a free drink this way. You say, I'm going to let out all your personal secrets unless you start paying for my beer. Which is a great way to keep friends around, by the way. And then you say, I don't respect the behavior that I'm seeing from you. And I just wanted to share with you that while I'll always love you, I don't like you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my mom used to say to me.
Me too.
And man, did that hurt when she was like, I will always love you, but I don't like you right now.
My mom said that too.
And I'm sure I'm going to say it to my kids someday, but that really fucked me up. I was like, wait, my mom doesn't like me? My mom doesn't like me.
Just right now.
Yeah.
Oh, just right now.
No, no, no.
Until you redeem yourself.
My mom would just leave it as I don't like you.
My mom would say right now. Oh. Right this minute.
Your mom took better parenting classes than my mom did. Speaking of my mom, you know, my mom's crazy. She's lovely, but she's like totally off of it. I was thinking we should have some people write in and ask my mom questions, and then I'll get my mom on the phone to answer them.
I like that.
You know,
a
we
lot.
Did this back at 96.7 The Legend, and it seemed to go great. So I'm thinking, because you can ask my mom anything. You want to talk about anal? Ask my mom about anal. She has no idea what that is, but she'll answer the question anyway. She'll pretend like she does.
Brian.
I can't do the voice right now. It hurts, but, you know. Brian, what's anal?
Speaking of phones, whatever happened to our phone?
What's an ass cream cone? Oh, yet another ditched project here at TCB.
I knew it.
I could not for the life of me. I get this phone. I get this great idea. I'm like, let's take live calls on the show. People can dial in.
We encouraged people.
Yeah, we encouraged people for like five episodes to call this phone number. I have the phone number. It works. But the problem is I didn't realize I would need a $7,000 piece of equipment to actually make that phone line go into this box. I was like, how can you not be able to hook this up in three steps? Yeah. And then I thought to myself, it's 2023, Brian. I called support and they're like, do you have a cell phone, dude? Bluetooth it. And I'm like, no, I'm using a phone. And they're like, I know, just Bluetooth it. And I'm like, no, it's an actual phone. And they're like, I know, just Bluetooth it. What are you doing? And I'm like, there is no Bluetooth. It's an actual phone, like a phone from 1982.
With a cord.
With a cord. And then the guy said, oh, forget about it. You got to buy one of these pieces of cord. Be happy to sell it to you.
Maybe we need like a burner phone or something.
That's what I thought too, is let's go to Walmart and buy a jitterbug so that I can see. Let's buy a jitterbug and every once in a while we'll press the help button and see who they send.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of cheating, so anyway, the phone line, TBD. TBD.
TBD at TCB.
We'll see. If anybody decides to pay us anytime and a reasonable amount of time, we might think about investing in that piece of equipment. But until such time, you will not be getting live phone calls. That's your fault out there. You demanded it. Speaking of cheating, what is the best way to avoid a cheating spouse or lover?
You mean before you marry them? Or what do you mean avoid them?
Think about the action plan that takes cheating out of the mix.
If you're already married?
Nope. If you're not married, but if you want to get married and you want to take cheating off the table.
Okay.
Besides cutting off someone's willy hoo hoo. Yeah. You know what it is? It's getting married to yourself. And I have found that this is a trend that's happening more frequently than we think.
I didn't
and
even
our
think about
good
that.
Good friends at ITV have got a couple of them. So I've actually got two videos.
ITV.
From ITV. Listen, we are way behind the eight ball, Chrissy. These people at ITV are on it. They understand the world around us.
Yes,
we're just following up. Our good friends at ITV have found a couple of ladies who have married themselves. And one, quote unquote, divorced herself because she cheated on herself.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know. Who knows? It's all for publicity. You know it is. But without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do.
TCB.
Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, TCB Universe, I wanted to let you know that Hatch sponsors this episode. You know I have 12 to 15 children. It seems like there's a new one every single year. And there's two words that fill me with more dread than any other. Sleep training. We've learned a few things about putting a child to bed, and we've learned that routine is most important. But even with a great routine, sometimes you need a little help, and that's why Astrid and I use Hatch. The new and improved second-generation Hatch Rest makes sleep better and more magical for the entire family. This all-in-one Hatch Rest is a smart sleep device with a sound machine and nightlight that grows with your child. Even the youngest of our brood is getting a Hatch as part of their bedtime routine. Babies love the continuous sound of white noise and lullabies for soothing and comfortable sleep environment, and toddlers and big kids sleep independently with colors and sound cues. We've been using Hatch and their easy-to-use application to change bedtime from a nightmare to a good night. And right now, Hatch is offering up to 15% off of your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/TCB. That's hatch.co/TCB. So if you're ready for improved sleep with your children and yourself, go to hatch.co/TCB to get up to 15% off and free shipping. One more time, that's hatch.co/TCB. This is a product that we use, we're falling in love with it, and the kids know it's time to go night-night when they see the nightlight of Hatch. Thanks, Hatch, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. TCB. I found a lady who married herself, and it just so happens to be on ITV, one of our favorite morning shows.
Oh my God, they're so good.
So good.
They're so good.
So good. I'm really slow on these today. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, there it is.
That's so good.
That's so good. I wish that was a clear.
I know.
Yeah, it doesn't sound so. It was great in theory to put that clip in there. I've only played it twice because it doesn't sound good. All right, here's ITV.
Now, our next guest was left heartbroken when her three-year relationship ended, despite her always dreaming of a wedding day.
However, Meg Taylor Morrison found an unusual way of moving on when she decided to have her own big day and marry herself.
Well, Meg joins us now to tell us more, and good morning. I noticed that.
Yeah. What is... girls can be so catty. So catty. Taylor Swift concert was this weekend here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Astrid went. So I was looking through pictures, right? And I thought, everyone was so dressed up in sparkles and boas and pretty dresses and all this and all that. And I thought of how much backbiting is going on right now at that concert.
Thank you, Meg. Thank you for joining us this morning. So we just said
she's in Atlanta. Did you see that?
No.
She's in Atlanta. It's live from Atlanta.
Whoa. The interview, this intro, this started with heartbreak, didn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely did. My partner and I of 3.5 years decided to end our relationship this past summer, and it was a mutual decision, but mutual decisions don't always make it any easier.
Yeah.
No, of course. And had you talked about...
Oh, yeah, Meg, now you're a therapist. Settle down.
Marriage.
We really had. And like so many couples during the coronavirus pandemic, we had a lot of conversations about what was next for us. And in the end, we just decided it wasn't quite the right fit.
You suck.
What's next for us?
What's next?
I'm going to cheat
on
you. Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm sleeping with your mom. I don't know what's next for you, but I'm going to go hit your mom's ass real quick. I'll be back.
So where did you go from there then? So you're sort of recovering from a broken heart, essentially, and then you start thinking about getting...
Pizza? Did you think about pizza, Meg? No?
Ben and Jerry.
Being married. And this time, to yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'd heard of some...
Yeah. yeah.
She's really excited about it.
She is. I know this woman, I think.
Marriages before, and I'd always had this dream of getting married on Halloween 2020. And I thought,
why?
Why? What? Meg, what's going on
here? I always had the dream.
Hey, listen, Meg, I'm in Atlanta. We can sit down and have a cup of coffee if you want to figure it all out.
On Halloween 2020.
2020. I've always dreamed of having my wedding on Halloween 2020.
That's so random.
It's a super specific date.
Yeah.
Just marry myself. It could be really fun. And I had my Pinterest board like so many young women do, and just decided to make it a reality and to really turn it into a commitment to self-love and taking care of myself and putting myself first, because I think that any good relationship, whether it's with ourselves or with other people, begins with really having more appreciation for ourselves.
Well, you certainly showed everybody else. Your friends are probably like, wait, hold on, Meg, you want us to come to a wedding for yourself? Is there like somebody else involved in the marriage? Nope, gonna have a mirror right there. Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
Some guy was holding up a mirror while she was reading her vows. This is so funny to me. I'm sorry. I understand the commitment to self-love and all that, but
yeah, I mean, and that's a good practice, but to go through with a ceremony for it with a mirror.
I wonder if there was open bar, because if there's open bar, it's so worth it. I wonder if she convinced her dad to pay for some of this. Because if she did, then I say, yay, ma'am.
Good girl.
You go, girl.
So you then think, bearing in mind that this doesn't have any religious connotations.
I'm engaged. I'm engaged to me.
I thought you guys just broke up. Well, we did, but I asked myself to marry myself, and I said yes.
We did, and then last night I was whacking it hard. I was on the floor, sticking a vibrating toothbrush up my ass, and I said, I really love myself.
Yeah.
Who better to get married than myself? Hey, myself, do you want to get married to myself? You do. That's great news. Let's call mom and dad and tell them. Hi, mom. Hi, dad. It's me.
She said yes.
She said yes. With a picture of me whacking off with a toothbrush up my ass. I knew it was love.
Well, it's not legal, obviously, but you decide to tell your family and your friends. Your mum was a bit unsure about this at first.
Yeah, she was. She said, quote unquote, you're fucking crazy. She said, I'm not paying for another wedding to yourself, so forget about it. You can get divorced from yourself as many times as you want to, but we're not paying for another fucking wedding.
She was a little bit nervous that it might be seen as egotistical or that people would take it the wrong way. But we had a great conversation about it. And in the end, I said, you know, this is really my chance to put down people pleasing, to trust myself and what I want and what I see the difference this could make for me.
Is she crying at her own wedding to herself?
Mm-hmm.
I do understand like the need to put yourself first and after a breakup.
That makes total sense.
What does not make total sense is getting up on an altar and putting a mirror in front of yourself and reading your vows aloud. By the way, I've been to lots of like ayahuasca retreats where this happens regularly. Just go to a yoga retreat. You'll fall in love with yourself. Don't worry.
And for other people who attend the wedding and who knows, maybe for some people watching the show. And once she got the idea of what it was, the meaning behind it, she really came around. And she's my biggest supporter anyway, so I'm not surprised.
You had to kind of be open to friends helping you and getting more involved, to sort of let go a little bit.
You be my bridesmaid.
Listen, I have not found a penis for the wedding night. Would you mind jumping in there, putting on this big life-size mask of me? Going ahead and fucking me. Oh, man.
I'm thinking about asking the bridesmaids. Although I didn't see any bridesmaids up there, so.
No. She probably got a couple like, I think I'm busy that day.
Yeah, I'm out of town that weekend. Damn.
Man, I'm out of town, but I'll be there. Can I come and ask one favor? No photographs of me? Because if that's possible, I can be there.
Self-control. And you said that was quite an important lesson in self-love.
That was the biggest gift that I gave myself during the wedding, was releasing any attachment to how things would go, which was great because we had a wedding cake disaster. Lots of things didn't go as planned. But in the end, because I'd already decided that it would all be perfect, I just got to relax and have a wonderful day.
Wow. This girl is like having She is great. She's great about everything. Everything was perfect. She let go of all attachments.
Seems really sane while she's talking.
I think we found the next Dalai Lama.
I'm picturing too, like the hand on the hand of the cutting of the cake.
Yeah, I'm putting my hand on top of my own hand and cutting the cake and smushing face. Smushing cake in my face twice. Yeah, she seems relatively sane on first glance. Mm-hmm. I wonder what she's like in a relationship.
Oh, I mean, the thing is that with something like
only
this,
she knows.
Yeah, only she will ever know. Oh, she is putting her
only herself.
Oh, she's cutting her own cake.
Herself and herself.
What's going on with her skin?
I think it's like Halloween-y.
Oh, it's a Halloween. Oh, it's like a.
Like maybe she's a corpse.
We're looking
at
a picture where she's cutting her own cake for herself and her own wedding, for both herself and her own wedding. And she's got a wedding dress on, I suppose. And then she's got some kind of, is that like a sleeve tattoo? Or is that like
it's just like kind of dirt. Kind of like she's corpsey. It's Halloween.
Yeah. Interesting.
Look at the people in the background with beers.
I know.
They're like, whoa.
They're like, hey.
This is totally, I've never been to one of these.
Well, this is better than going to the bar on the corner again. Yeah. I've never been to a marry myself wedding.
We all need something positive. We all need a bit of fun. Those sort of get-togethers, in a minute, is a hell of a get-together with the family. But
we all need a bit of fun. We all need to get together with ourselves and party and all that. But do you consider yourself just a little bit crazy?
Did you sign a prenup?
Yeah. Tell me about the honeymoon. You know he's going there.
You've got this moment where you walk down the aisle, and I'm assuming you put the ring on your own finger. I mean, we could see you kissing the mirror there when you can kiss the bride.
Yep, I put the ring on my own finger. It was a ring, actually, that my mom had purchased me when she found out I was looking for a ring, which I'm wearing right now. And it was a great time for me to share, one, that my mom had picked it out, and that sometimes self-love means letting others take care of you. It's not that you have to do it on your own or do it by yourself. It can be a true community experience. So.
Why do I feel like if we looked this person up that they would be like some kind of self-help guru or TikTok influencer or something those lines? For sure. She's using all the activation verbiage that I hear so much in some circles of friends, right?
Yeah.
Put it on my own finger.
But again, I want to share that there's no harm, no foul here. If Meg wants to get married to herself, all good. And if you're doing that to better yourself, well, then God bless you.
It's her money.
Listen, I think it's more ridiculous to go to a Catholic church than it is to marry yourself.
My vows to myself, and then I gave myself a big smooch in the mirror.
And are you open to, I don't know.
Are you open to fucking other people? Would you be open to cheating on you? Would you be open to cheating on you?
Works, but if you were to meet somebody else, would you be opening to marriage?
Sorry.
People in the marriage.
Well, you know, nowadays.
Would you divorce yourself?
I'm looking for an additional me to get married to. Sister me's. Sister me wives.
I don't think I'm going to want to. I'm really enjoying this marriage so far.
Carry on.
Oh, I would be open to marrying someone else. You know, any good relationship starts with a good relationship with ourselves. So I feel like I'm better prepared for my next partnership.
So I know you were concerned that it might look selfish, but...
Were you at all concerned that it might look ridiculous?
He's
the best question.
He does.
And maybe a little bit narcissistic, but it has really encouraged you to look at yourself. So as you sit here now, a married woman to yourself.
As you sit here now, a married woman to yourself.
It's so great.
I can't imagine. This girl lives in our town. I can't imagine like one of my dipshit friends walking up to her and hitting on her in a bar. And she's like, well, I'm really trying to activate myself. And he'd be like, ha!
What has it changed in your attitude to you?
I didn't expect that vow that I made to myself that morning to really release perfectionism and just accept things as they are to have such a major impact on me. But it's something I think about often. And I now understand even better the purpose of a wedding band, because it's a token, it's a symbol, it's a talisman to a commitment that you've made. And so just by
blah, 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 it's extra money you got to spend. That's what I say. I'm pawning Astrid's rings if we don't get payment soon.
Looking at my ring every day, it really helps remind me to put down perfectionism, to breathe, to enjoy things as they come. And it's just made life more easeful and lovely.
Are you wearing it on your wedding?
More easeful?
Yeah, she messed up.
What is an easeful? She meant to say useful.
I thought she was meaning peaceful.
Peaceful. Oh, she said easeful. Got it.
Yeah. Bingo.
I'm not about to buzz people for misspeaking, except for Frankie, who does it every third word. Yeah.
No, you, is it?
No, I
no. So there's room for another one then.
Well, I've still got space for whoever comes along.
Leaving
you. Let's leave it on a high note. You're not crazy.
Your options open.
I like that. Always good to leave your options open. I think it's a lovely idea.
I do too.
To yourself.
Yeah. Did you get a honeymoon? Hopefully, yes.
He did. He went there.
Not yet. Okay. You know, COVID. But I'm hoping to take myself somewhere special after this is all over.
Thank you, Meg.
Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you. Send us pictures from the honeymoon. Nudes if you can. We'd love to see you fucking yourself.
What if she went to the swingers resort?
For the honeymoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here with me.
Me and me would like to ask you
if you'd like to do a threesome.
You two, that's right. Get with me and me.
I can get you with my ring finger. I can get you without my ring finger. Well, hey, listen. Good for Meg.
Hey,
seems like a perfectly
works.
Lovely human being.
Yes, whatever works.
She looks familiar to me. Does she look familiar
to you?
Are you
sure you didn't date her?
No,
at one point?
No. I was the guy who broke up with her. she couldn't stand me anymore. I was married and she was, you know, it was a whole thing. Sorry, Meg. But now that I've pointed it out on the commercial break, you can go ahead and heal now. Heal, Meg. Well, good luck to Meg and herself in their future marriage together. Yeah. It's so nice to see a happy couple. Finally, someone that's enjoying marriage. Yes. All right. TCBpodcast.com. You can go there, find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes, all the audio, all the video, right there at one location, tcbpodcast.com. Also, if you want your 21 EPM sticker, do what so many of your fellow listeners have been doing. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, send us a short note, tell us you want a sticker, send us your physical address, we'll mail it out to you. It's that simple. Every week, I'm watching these packages go out the door, so we'd love to include you. Do that at tcbpodcast.com. Hey, you want to text with us? Do so at 1-855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. We would love to hear any content ideas you have or questions, comments, or concerns. Send them to our text message line, 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and most importantly, YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak for full episodes. The only way you need to watch them is on our YouTube channel. There you go. Subscribe and like, comment on your favorite video. We certainly would appreciate it. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
So I'll say that I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say with a hoarse voice,
goodbye.